This is John Crumshaw, and I'm calling to order a meeting of the PNB Personnel Committee. I am chair of the committee and an elected staff representative from KPFK. The time is 5:42 p.m. Pacific time, 8:42 p.m. Eastern time. And Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll? Teresa Allen.
Hi. Teresa Allen is present. Janet Coleman?
Present.
Thank you. John Crumshaw?
Present.
Okay. Janice Lane Ewart? No response. Lizette King? No response. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And would you please identify for purposes of the stream where each of the members present is from?
Teresa Allen's with KPFT, Janet Coleman with WBAI in New York City, John Crumshaw is with KPFK in the Southern California area, and Tracy Rosenberg is with KPFA in the Bay Area.
Thank you. And the two absent, there are two members who have not yet checked in.
Janice Lane Ewart is in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And
with the affiliate?
And Lizette King is with WPFW in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. All right. And we will move to agenda approval. And for purposes of the streams, Madam Secretary, will you please read the agenda?
John, did you not get the message that I'm having problems with my computer?
Oh, I am not at a computer, so I don't have that. I thought that had been resolved. Is there someone who does access to the computer that can read the agenda then?
Did you mail it?
I did. I mailed it last week.
I'm looking for something from you last week that says Personnel Committee Agenda. Do you know what the title of it was? Or the
that
subject line?
Sounds like it would have been it, and I sent it a week ago today, so I sent it on Labor Day.
Which would have been?
The 2nd.
September 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel Committee meeting. Okay, here's the agenda. It's a call to order, approve agenda, approve minutes, ED search phase 2, Google Docs, video conference interviews with Tracy Rosenberg. Item number 5 is old business, and under old business there are two items. One is motion ED salary range, the other one is handbook, which is Tracy Rosenberg. It looks like there's a third item, general counsel search, Tracy Rosenberg. Item number 6 is new business, motion PNB in-person meeting, John Crumshaw. Item number 7 is next scheduled regular meeting. Item number 8 is action items. Item number 9 is adjourned.
And for the next scheduled regular meeting, there's a date there.
10-14 of 2013.
Correct. Thank you. All right. Is there any objection to approval of the agenda as read? Hearing none, the agenda has been approved. Now let's go on to the minutes, the next item on the agenda. And would you please read have you sent us the minutes, Teresa?
I believe I did. Just a minute here. I will. Give you the date of them. Does anyone recall getting them? No? Well, I'm looking in. See, the date of our last meeting was. August, was it August 12th, perhaps? Let's see, August 12th was a Monday. I am going to... Personnel Committee... August 12th. I sent them out on August the 12th. And I will send them out again.
When now? Or shall we go
right,
back
to August? I will send them out right now again. I did send them out before. I have a notation. And I'm looking in my sent items file. So I'm going back to August 12th to see... if it verifies that I sent them. It was personnel, it was entitled PNB Personnel Committee Draft Minutes. Wait a minute. Have to look. That was earlier in the day. Here. It was an... I'm sorry. I did send them out on that day. That's the date that I have on them, and maybe it's in my personnel file, but maybe I put my sent item in personnel. Chair, Mr. Chair, did you remember getting them or not? I mean, I hate to ask you to approve something if you haven't gotten it, but I did send it out. Here it is. I sent it, let's see what time it says. I sent it out at 11:33 p.m. Central Standard Time on August the 12th. So after the meeting was over, I sent them out. And it's entitled 2013-08-12. Space, PNB Personnel Committee Draft Minutes. I love you all very much. Can we get these passed? I move that we approve these minutes.
Yeah, I second the motion.
I'm sorry, but I sent them out.
Like an archaeological dig here.
Is the chair not on the phone?
I think he is.
Well, he's not answering. I'm not hearing him. Maybe we lost him, and that's why.
Hello.
There we go. Here he is.
Dom?
Okay. I've been talking to you all this time, and I thought it was very nice that we accepted everything I said. I should mute more often. I would say it's a wonderful meeting. Everybody, no one objected to anything I said. I was going to say that unless Janet and Tracy have thoughts otherwise, I recall looking at the minutes and they seemed all right to me. I don't have them right in front of me, and I think maybe we should make a regular practice of sending it out again or forwarding it again at the time the agenda is sent out a week beforehand. And then maybe even the day of the meeting again, just as a refresher. But at this point, given that Teresa has the record of sending them out, I recall seeing them and found that they were reasonably accurate. Tracy and Janet, I'd like you to weigh in on your...
I think that's fine. I think we should move on.
And Tracy, how about you?
I would agree.
Okay. Then, without objection, we'll say the minutes are approved.
All right, great.
Very good, and thank you. I will remain unmuted now.
I am sending them out one more time under high importance.
Okay. Sounds
and,
good.
I will try as best I can to get our minutes out tonight. So, you know,
all right.
I can get them
then
done, then they don't get put on the back burner.
Okay. Well, excellent. All right. Now, what's the next item on the agenda, please?
All right. Next item on the agenda is ED Search Phase 2A, which is Google Docs with Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay, and Janice, are you on the call, Janice? Janice Lane Ewart, are you on the call?
No, I don't think she is.
She is not on the call, so we don't have much information. She and I were going to speak about this. I can give you an update. She and I were going to speak about how to create the questions that we would use. You may remember that the questions were to be developed on Google Docs.
Right.
And the last time that I spoke with her, she had heard only from me and from Tracy. So what I will do is, if you have other members of the committee have any questions, send to her through Google Docs, or if you feel that that is unworkable, send them to me or to her and copy both of us, and send questions in whatever format you have, and then in the intervening week, she and I will work on developing those questions to have a dozen of them, and then we'll send them off to the committee before our meeting next week, our intermeeting.
I did get a message saying that I had been kicked out of Google for some reason. So I have not had a chance to address that issue.
Okay, that's fine. And in fact, if you want to, just send it to me, copy Janice, and send the questions to me that you have, just regular email, and then I'll make sure that it's handled through Google Docs.
I ask for... go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry, John.
I was just going to say it was a mechanism for us to communicate. Go ahead, Jenna.
I was just wondering, since, there's something about knowing the body of questions that are being created at, you know, before you throw your one suggestion in. And wouldn't it be a good idea if we all sort of knew the types of questions, each question as they came in, we knew we were approaching question 12, so that, you know, somebody who has a whole area of query that might turn out to be very important has a chance to gauge it within the context of the whole set of questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and that was exactly the purpose, Janet, of having Google Docs.
That we can all pipe in there.
Everybody can see it,
okay.
And everybody can comment, and the original remains.
Okay.
Well, I would personally just rather go into executive session and come up with the questions as a group.
Well, I like that, too.
Because we can hear the tone of a person's voice. We can have somebody say, stop, that is not what I meant at all. And rather than create, like, hundreds of emails back and forth trying to figure out one item, and one person's not on there, and so they get in on afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mess.
Let's go back over the reason the process was set up as it was, so that by this meeting we would have had our questions and we would have been able to do exactly what you're talking about. So we, if you have the opportunity to participate, and Google Docs proves to be cumbersome or difficult, just send me the questions. We'll develop them and then get them out to the committee ahead of time.
Well, how will we develop them, though? That is a question. That's really what Teresa is talking about,
exactly.
Whether or not we get to, communally develop a question.
That's the whole idea behind the participation in Google Docs, so that there's a written record, everyone can see it.
Well, that's true, but I think she was saying that this would be an oral one. You know what I mean? It would be different, but it would be, another recording of what we think.
Right. when we set this mechanism up a month ago or 6 weeks ago, we talked about the advantage of having Google Docs because we have a written document
mm-hmm.
that shows it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You may know something about the difference between, and certainly have observed the difference between what people say and people write. Writing generally tends to be a more thoughtful process and a more evaluative process and a more deliberative process. And so Google Docs takes advantage of that method.
And the oral thing takes advantage of the spontaneous and, you know,
absolutely.
Sharing, you know, community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why we had hoped to have those two
together. Have them finished.
So that somebody would
thoughtfully. Well, would you say Google Docs
experience.
Is working?
Well,
for those who used it, it seems okay.
We haven't used it, though. That's the problem.
Well, Janet, I would give you the same offer, which would be send me your questions. Just send it to me via email. I will make sure that Janet has it. We have a full hour before our next meeting, given that schedule that I would propose. It's not, excuse me, I keep on saying meeting, our next interview, our interview sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And so the interview sessions, it would certainly be appropriate to look over those questions.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, certainly.
Wait a minute.
No, we
you're
better be very...
telling me we're going to wait until an hour before our next session, which is an interview, to know what the questions are, to make sure everybody's on the same page?
Janice and I will work on the submissions that people send us, and then we'll have our questions for discussion. We can do that before. I had anticipated that with 4 weeks' notice, we would have been able to do it by this meeting, but apparently we can't. So, and Janice is not on the call.
Well, I don't think that the Google Docs really was a successful method of communication for us because people didn't participate in it, and so it's sort of lying there in a way. It didn't really capture everybody's opinion. So
right.
In that sense, I mean, I regret it that I didn't pay more attention to it, but it was not...
You still have time. You still have time to submit.
Yeah. Well, I understand. It's kind of off-putting because the interesting thing would have been to develop the questions together in some way, I think.
That's
all right. We can live with this adjustment. It's not that big a deal.
Exactly the process that Google Docs was. I spent a lot of time talking with Janice about the best way to develop these questions, and that was her recommendation based on her experience having people work together. But there's an opportunity for everyone to provide input, and if the person doesn't provide the input, we have no way of...
You mean we have to... Yeah, we have to put the input in this way, as if it was a preset questionnaire. Okay.
Well, but I will... if you find that you try Google Docs and it's difficult, submit the questions to me via email, and then I will work with Janice and submit those to the total package that we have, and then we'll go forward. And this way people will have given us input in writing, and then we can...
It's pretty narrow editorial board is all I'm saying. It's okay. It's fine. Let's move on, really.
But yeah, the difficulty is that we had a month to do it.
Okay.
And we only got two responses.
Yeah, it seems to work for you, John, but it's not working for me. And
so writing
for Janet.
Writing something down is not something you would do, to sit down and write a list of questions.
You might, since most of our meetings consist of using our voices, you might think that we would want to, you know, listen to each other and then add on.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of creating something. One is by yourself, and one is in a group.
Well, yes, we do have the collaborative option once we have taken the time, but I would like everyone to sit down and construct the questions by sitting down and using the written process, then we can certainly talk about it, and that's what I thought we were going to do this night. But I would like everyone to take the time to write those questions.
But John, obviously we couldn't talk about it tonight unless we went into executive session, because these are the questions.
We do have an executive session following, and that was one of the purposes of the executive session.
Okay. Then I'm
what was to create some of these
session.
Questions?
No, to go over the questions that we had created and to do exactly what you're suggesting, which is to have a discussion about
them around
items that you know, you asked how much was bus fare when you grew up as a child, and Teresa asked how much was bus fare when you grew up as a child, and you see, gee, they're both the same question. Well, let's just have combine the question. They're both asking about bus fare. That's an example, as you may note, for the stream. And the point is that was, so we wanted to get the independent thinking of everybody and then the collaborative thinking of everybody.
Tracy for the stack.
Tracy, thank you.
Okay. Considering that we have interviews beginning next week, I think that we need to get off of how it was supposed to work and maybe get on to how it has worked. We're not meeting again until we're doing the interviews, so we will need to have a list of questions completed tonight. So my recommendation would be that I think those people that felt comfortable writing questions wrote them. Those that didn't, and therefore we're going to have to fill in the distance between where we are now and where we need to be in the closed session. I mean, we don't have any choice here.
Okay, put me on the stack, though. I think that's a really not exactly appropriate description when, as the process speeds up, really new questions enter into the pool of questions. You know, as we are in an emergency situation, we have to recognize that we're in an emergency, and that must somehow have some reflection, as calm as it may be, in the questions, and, you know, considered as it may be. But we have, I think, I regret not having any questions yet, but I almost felt my questions were unmentionable. So,
Janet, I think that Tracy's supporting your point. She says, let's get
into
the session later on, and we will get those questions.
Okay, all right, I get it. Okay, fine.
But
Janet,
what this does not do, and you may recall that when we were reviewing the candidates' resumes, some people did not do it. And then at a certain point, everybody finished reviewing it. And I think it is essential, however we decide to meet, it is essential that everybody sit down and put down in writing a dozen questions, a half dozen questions, four questions, seven questions, whatever they think would be important. Just put them down. If they're the same questions, as Teresa had suggested, that they used before, that they created in their committee, then put those down. Let's see the benefit of the thinking process that goes into providing written documentation, written questions.
Okay.
Janet also has to be part of this process, and Lucette is not here.
Right.
So I want everybody to have this opportunity. And yes, we don't always get things by deadline, but let's get it out. Janice and I will work on it. We'll get it back to everybody else in emails, and then next week we can go over that entire list and make sure that it's okay.
And when is that deadline? Tonight?
Well, I would just say get it to us as soon as you possibly can.
Okay.
As soon as you can, please. But give it the benefit of sitting down
and look
at
H. I object.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the deadline was tonight. You didn't.
The deadline was not tonight. We were putting together the questions, and Janice is not on the call, and she is the person designated to.
Okay. Are we going to be interviewing people next Monday?
That's the schedule.
Okay, then I would like to at least come up with some questions tonight.
Put them down in writing and send them and email them. And
okay.
Then we will continue.
Who is we and what's we going to do? By when?
Well, we is, right at this point, I guess the people who are on the call, knowing that Janice is the one who is ultimately going to produce the document that we will be using. So that will include Janice, and I really want to include Luzette to make sure that she has an opportunity to put down anything that is important to her. And at that point, we'll communicate back between one another and have a very clear idea of what we're working on for next Monday. And as I mentioned, our schedule...
I do not want to wait until an hour before the interview to find out what the questions are. I do
not
want to do that.
Because we are going to send them out beforehand as soon as they come out, come to us.
That is you and Janice, right?
And you, if you send the questions to me, and Lucette, if she sends questions to me, and Janet, if she sends questions to me, or Janet.
What is the problem? Since we have an executive session set up for after this meeting, what is the problem with just saying now that we're going to discuss those?
Because we had a week to work on it, and I think
we messed up. It's not working, John.
Well, then.
It's not working.
No, right.
Simply transcribe the questions that you had. You have a dozen questions we asked.
No. I wasn't thinking that way at all. I really wasn't.
Asking us to do for
right,
next month, and it didn't work.
And how were you thinking?
I'm saying that I think that
Janet,
we should...
Janet, what were you saying? You weren't thinking.
I'll let Teresa explain herself, because I think I feel the same way she does.
Go ahead. Teresa?
As Tracy said, and as Janet just said, I think that we should go into executive session and at least talk about this for maybe 15 minutes and throw some questions into the pot,
mm-hmm.
and then if you and Janice can work on it from there. But let's get something in there just in case it gets put on the back burner and we don't get to it, and I don't add any questions, and Luzette doesn't get to it like she didn't do it the last 2 weeks, like I didn't get to it, like Janice didn't get to it. Let's just at least work on it for 15 minutes, the call, on the executive session, so we have something.
Right, so we know what directions we've covered, what areas we've covered.
Now, that makes perfect sense. But will we also ask for a commitment to putting something in writing, your summary or your most important questions or whatever you think, so we hear from, we see what you're thinking?
I tell you what, in that meeting, I'm going to start writing the questions down, okay?
Why not? I mean, why not just as soon as possible start sending out the questions? I suppose they came to us in Google Docs, but I don't know, maybe I have some techie disturbance, but it wasn't a friendly way to read for me.
Okay. I'm only following what Janice said, and I think she would have been able to.
Yeah, it just may be a visual thing.
We'll
I don't like it.
Okay. So we'll do an interim step, an intermediate step, which is to talk about the possible questions. Teresa will transcribe. Then, Janet, if something occurs to you, you wake up with a brainstorm, you write it down and send it to us.
Right.
And Teresa does the same, and Tracy does the same.
We can still add something, and then you, for sure, you and Janice will have something to work from us.
All right. Let's do that, but please, let's try to limit it to 15 minutes, okay?
Fine.
All right. Now, the next item on the agenda, then. Is that the video conferencing, Tracy?
I don't have the agenda in front of me, so I don't know.
The next item, I believe, is the video conferencing. So would you explain for the purposes of the open meeting and for the purposes of the stream what we're going to be doing in terms of video conferencing when this open session ends?
Sure, I will do that. Okay, so the personnel committee is experimenting with using video conferencing for the purpose of interviewing candidates for our executive director position. We've narrowed the candidates to a group that we're interviewing.
Okay.
John, what?
Just no, I was afraid you were, I thought you might have been going to specific details. Go ahead.
No.
You're talking
no,
general.
It'll be okay. Yes.
Okay.
We have narrowed our original group of candidates to a smaller group that we will be interviewing. And what do I want to say here? So we will be going through a process. We're going to be using Google Hangout, and we'll be recording the interviews, making, in other words, little videos via a software program called Camtasia, which will preserve records of the video conference, which will be available to the rest of the Pacifica National Board. What we're doing tonight is we're going to go and just test our system one last time. We tested it last month, got all the technical, we did a training basically, and we got some of the kinks out of the way. So we're going to do a quick test tonight just to make sure that everybody can participate without problems. And then I guess we'll be commencing with 3 consecutive weeks of interviewing, starting on September 16th and continuing through the 23rd into the 30th. I think that's about it. And I'm going to go ahead and send out the invite. So once this open session is adjourned, we can go back into our test. And what I will say is that we are not conducting any board business on this test. We're simply checking our connections with each other, making sure we don't have any technical problems. So this is not a meeting of the personnel committee. It's simply a test. And then we will go to our closed session and call that to order.
Tracy, is this invitation going to pop up, or is it going to come in on the main Gmail?
It's going to come in on the main email accounts,
okay.
Is how it should work, with all of the addresses that you guys have given me.
Okay.
And as soon as I stop talking, I'm about to send it.
Okay.
Is there anything that I left out, John, or didn't say that I should say?
That was a very, very good summary.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send these out, and basically people don't need to hop onto to the video conference until we adjourn this open session, and then at that point we can turn to the video conferencing test.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, so then the next item on the agenda, Madam Secretary?
The next item is the old business number one, motion ED salary range, John Crumshaw.
Yes, and you may recall that I brought up a question about the ED salary range at the PNB, and there were some questions about whether the range had been established. I thought it was. It was also Richard Zell's understanding that it had been established, but I guess in further checking, we weren't able to find a specific reference to that established salary range.
Answer? Is that what I do?
I'm sorry, is somebody joining us?
Yes.
Hello? And who's there now?
This is Janet.
Oh, Janet, okay. Well, I guess that I just heard some music.
Who's the man's voice that said hello?
I don't know.
Hello? Well, I guess they're gone now.
All right. Maybe it was me saying hello.
Oh, okay.
But I thought I heard somebody else click on to the call.
Okay.
At any rate, I wanted to say, let me just move to set an alarm. I'm going to try to go to a Wi-Fi location, so give me 1 second. But you remember that I introduced the motion at the PNB to give the specific salary range, and it turned out to be not something that was already voted on. It apparently, according to the information we were able to develop. So, Tracy suggested an alternative way of informing the person of the previous salary range, which was $95,000 for the previous ED. And that would be information we could provide. And my thought is that we should still try to get a salary range through and get this motion passed, because that would avoid the difficulty that we experienced previously with salary range, because we wouldn't have uncertainty. We would have clarity. This is what the person is being asked to consider. So that's the extent of the report.
So you recommend that change?
Tracy says, and I think it makes sense to me, that since we are simply reporting something that is a matter of public record, that we go ahead and give the previous ED salary, because that is a matter of public record.
I like that idea.
That seems
great,
to
really.
Cover.
It's great.
Yeah, very
it's so... It's like make of this what you will.
Yes, and then we can, as we get closer, or if we feel that there's a need to pursue that, I don't know where that motion would stand in terms of the agenda, but it wouldn't probably come up. It was tabled, it seems to me.
Mr. Chair.
So I'm not.
Oops, one moment.
Tracy? Is that Teresa or Tracy?
Oh, that's Teresa. Do we need
Teresa.
Do we need to put something on the agenda for executive session of the PNB to go over the salary range for the future?
Well, you see, that's a question that I don't know, Teresa, because, you see, this is a continuation meeting, and so I'm not sure how that works. I think
for the general future, do we need to try to get it on the agenda so that at some point we can give a salary range? We have a salary range.
That would make sense to me.
Tell the candidates. I'm talking.
Yeah,
about.
You're talking about at some time in the future, not necessarily this meeting. That would make sense to me. What do you think, Janet and Tracy? What are your thoughts on that?
You go first, Tracy.
No, you go first, Janet. Please. Because otherwise I'm going to say my thoughts on what, and that won't be good. Go ahead.
Your thoughts are what?
I would
all
say
right,
my thoughts on what, question mark, and that would be bad.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so go over the question.
The question would be, Teresa?
The question is... Do we need to ask the PNB to come up with a salary range for future?
In executive session, you had said, right?
Mm-hmm. Sometime in executive session, do we need to put this on the agenda for executive session for the PNB to approve the salary range?
Eventually, not for this next meeting.
That's right.
So your thoughts, Tracy?
I don't have any particularly strong feelings one way or the other. Whatever people want on this
one. All right. And Janet, how about you?
Yeah, I think so. Same thing.
Okay. And I feel the same way. I would say let's try for it and see what happens. Teresa, does that sort of agree with what you were thinking?
All right, so do you need a motion that...
I don't know...
Do we need to discuss this in executive session?
Yes, the thing is, I don't think... Well, we're not going to be able to get it on to this meeting because it's a continuation meeting, so we wouldn't have it until the next regular meeting. And I think that since the salary item is on the agenda for the general continuation meeting, that we could bring it up at that time and see what would be appropriate.
John, I have to interrupt. I am not seeing you or Teresa. I see only Tracy, which is, it's been an interesting movie.
Wait a second. Because right now we are still in the open session. We're not in the video session yet.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
Oh, so we're just seeing the monitor right now, right?
You're just seeing the monitor, and you must still be on the call, right?
I guess so, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
yes,
we won't
you're right. I'm on
that
everything.
Until such time as we close this meeting. Then when we close this meeting, we're going to go and test our video connection.
Okay.
And this, Janet, is exactly why we do this.
Right. It's disconcerting.
Yeah. And that's why we need to get practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we're going to be doing is just practicing this system. So that is the item, and we would, my recommendation would be, it seems that there is a consensus that we would like to consider having it put on an executive session item list for the PNB, and my recommendation is that we bring this up at the time that it comes up on our continuation meeting open session. Discussion, and then see where it goes from there.
Okay.
Is that all right with everybody? We'll just take that and run with it that way.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I saw the invitation from Tracy, and I accidentally clicked to the link. It doesn't seem to let me. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do to link next, but I missed what we just agreed to.
Just that we would, that in general we are in accord on the idea of having this considered by the considering moving this to an executive session to discuss the salary range.
Okay.
And that we would, since it is already an agenda item on the continuation meeting, bring up the issue and see where it goes from there, because it's already agendized.
Fine.
So that's where we were. I'm not in the conference yet. I'm going to try to get over there, and you're going to hear a lot of music in the background. I don't have a quiet place where I will have access to the video conference, so I'm not going to go there until. And if you like the music, then I can make a donation to the musicians in your name. So that would be just let me know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, at any rate, so. All right, then the next item on the agenda, I believe, Madam Secretary, would you read that to us, please?
Next item on the agenda is handbook. Tracy Wilson.
Tracy, would you like to talk about the handbook, please?
Yeah, there isn't really a humongous amount to say. After our conversations at the last meeting, I went ahead and incorporated the changes that the committee agreed with from the paid and unpaid staff feedback that we had received. There was one change that I think referred that had to do with perfume and scented products that the committee was not happy with, so that change was not made. And then I sent the slightly revised documents into the national office with a request that they run it through whatever HR service that they're using. I think it's Holman is the name. And if it's reasonably economical to have the corporate counsel look at it, at a minimum, I think they certainly should run it through HR and then get back to us. And so I'm sort of waiting for that to happen. My guess is that I'm going to have to nag a bit and do some follow through. But it was acknowledged as received. So my guess is that at some point we will get it back. And I don't know if we'll get it back with a significant amount of feedback suggested or we won't. So we'll just kind of have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But the idea would be to track it back to the PNB once we go through this final step.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. Questions for Tracy or comments?
For the minutes, you're saying then you have made the changes recommended by the committee and you sent it to the foundation's HR?
I sent it to the national office and asked them to send it to the foundation's HR. I'm not authorized to ask the HR folks to do anything, so I had to do it that way.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for Tracy on that item?
Who is acting as the corporate counsel?
That's the next item.
At the moment, the law firm of Terry Gross, I don't remember the name, it's like Gross, Belzer, and something, who were the second runner-up in the previous corporate counsel process that I guess the board went through in 2011, is on a temporary agreement. I think the board approved it for 3 months or 6 months or whatever, but it was basically temporary.
When did the board approve it? When was this? In the history
of the board did it on a PNB call. I can't tell you exactly when we did so because I don't have all the minutes in front of me.
I think it was 2 months ago, and I think that it would extend for another month if my recollection is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what it comes down to is we need to go through another hiring process, which from my recollection of how we did it before, basically involves putting out an RFP and getting some responses back and then interviewing folks and making a decision. I should have done some research before this meeting, pulling out the previous RFP and brought it to the committee, but I wasn't able to get it done, so I will try to get it done as soon as possible. And then we can tweak the RFP and get it out. But my understanding is that we do have temporary counsel until we go through that, which is good.
And I think you've actually answered the next question pretty thoroughly, because we did have that issue on our plate. Is the committee all right with that recommendation?
I would like to know what you want in the minutes.
I'm sorry, what is that? What we want for what? For the minutes?
I want to know what you want in the minutes for that item, item old business C, general counsel search.
Tracy had said about finding the appropriate documentation, bringing it to the committee, updating it, and then posting it. I think that would be what would be appropriate. Is there anything else that we should say about that item, or can we move on to the new business item?
I think so. Huh?
Okay, and then the new business item, Madam Secretary?
PNB in-person meeting, Houston, Texas, October 24th through 28, 2013.
Okay, thank you, and I will just mention that we are getting further and closer and closer to that date, and for a number of reasons, it appears more appropriate that we would move the date to November. I indicated the 8th through the 13th would be the time that Tracy had recommended.
For a complete meeting?
Yes, for an in-person meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we can certainly go into that in greater detail in terms of the importance of it. There are a number of things that we need to do. It is something that it really defines the board in a way that telephonic communication does not.
so we have a chance to meet with people, to caucus, to go over a large number of issues, everything from the budget to the selection of the permanent ED. And that would give us only two meetings this year, which would be half of the number required by the bylaws, but at least we would have met twice in this year. And we would have accomplished the important business of this board, the current board.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Janet. And is there any other comment on that?
Well, I'm... who's going to do what?
In reference to what, Teresa?
In regard to the fact that on the agenda it says October 25th to 28th, is there something coming out of this committee? Is there a motion that we're going to bring to the national board or not?
I believe that Tracy had recommended those dates the second week in November. And
an extension?
Yes, just changing of dates to reflect the fact that we're now X number of weeks away from the time it was first proposed and
all
other
right.
things come up.
Who would change the dates with the secretary of the PNB?
I think that the time to do that would be as the motion is brought up, and then Tracy would make the motion if she considers that appropriate. Tracy, how do you feel about that?
Sounds reasonable.
Okay, so what would happen is the motion would come up and you would make a friendly amendment, and as I have written, there are no such things as friendly amendments in Roberts, but we will consider it a friendly amendment, and I would go along with that, that date change, and then we'd just talk about the importance of having an in-person meeting, what we hope to accomplish, and why we are recommending that we move forward.
So you're going to recommend that it be moved to November 8th through 10th?
I think that 11th, I think that is what Tracy will do. Is that correct, Tracy? You will make an amendment?
So it begins, it's three nights, is it?
We would meet as we did before. We arrive on the Thursday night. We would have all day Friday for meetings, all day Saturday for meetings, all day Sunday for meetings, and leave on Monday. That gives us 3 full days of meetings.
Right.
And it also is better for airfares.
Can you tell me why this is coming out of personnel committee?
Because we need to inform the candidates when we interview them.
Mm-hmm.
When the finals are.
When the finals are going to be. And if we have those final dates, we can tell them that the dates are October... It is through October, whatever. Excuse me, November. I misspoke. November 8th through the 11th. So we'll probably say the 9th through the 10th, and we will inform them on what day they would be interviewing, and it would be in Houston, Texas. And if they are one of the X number of finalists, we would then contact them further, and so on.
Okay. All right.
But it's something that we would expect the person who is being interviewed to want to know.
Right.
And in fact, the questions about the process are implicitly, you know, the dates. So is there anything further we should say about this item? Just to clarify, we would move forward with the recommendation of an in-person meeting by the end of this year, with the dates changed too, because of timing now, the 8th through the 11th of November. And Tracy would make that motion. Is that the best way to go about it?
What's the postponement? How many weeks postponed is that?
I think that is 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it stronger to do it that way, or is it better to have the committee make the amendment? What is better, Tracy?
Ah! I don't know. I think we could do it either way. The committee making the amendment could be faster if the committee's okay with it. So that might make sense. But I don't think it's a deal breaker either way. So if we can do it reasonably quickly on the committee, maybe we should.
All right. If everybody is in favor, I appreciate that, Tracy. It was your suggestion, and I appreciate your letting us know those dates, because I think that does seem to work out better. I know, Janet, it does work out better for you, doesn't it?
Way better.
And so I think it also gives our station in Houston more time to prepare. And if we make this decision at the next meeting, or we could even make them, we could make the decision by Thursday, at which point we would have the information for the candidates before we begin the interview process, which I think would be ideal and really an important step in being more professional about the way that we're informing candidates. So Tracy has solved the first part. We'll just announce the previous salary. And the second part, Tracy has recommended, but if you want to make it as a motion, Madam Secretary, we could just put those dates in without objection. Please double-check the calendar. I believe that I do have the dates correct, that it would be November 8th through the 13th. That would be that
Friday, and the 8th is a Friday, and Monday is the 11th.
Oh, the 8th is a Friday?
Yes. November 8th is a Friday.
Okay, so 8th, 9th, 10th, and then the 11th. And the fly-in day could be the day before, right?
Well, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Tracy? Is that the way we did it before? That we arrive the night before so that we can meet in the morning of the 8th?
I think that's the way they usually do it.
Okay, so we'll just do that then. We'd put, the 8th through the 11th. And without objection, we would make that amendment. And then, Madam Secretary, would you get that to our PNB Secretary?
If you tell me the wording of the resolution right now, I will.
Well, it was the same as the previous one, which I think was move that the PNB have an in-person meeting. We'll put in person because there seemed to be a question about whether in Houston, Texas meant in person. So we'll say an in-person meeting in Houston,
motion,
Texas.
PNB in-person meeting, Houston, Texas, and it had October 25th through 28th. So now you want me to put November 8th
through 11th
of 2013. And
Teresa, I would also look at the last LSB to get the exact wording and only substitute those dates. So the motion
last
that gets
LSB. I don't know what you mean by look at the last LSB.
Well, we should have minutes from the last LSB meeting.
You mean the
and
PNB
we should have had
meeting?
A motion. I'm sorry, I said PNB meeting. I'm sorry, PNB meeting. And I just think we should have the exact words and only substitute those dates.
Okay.
Unless you want to say in person, if you want to add in person meeting in Houston, Texas, so that there's no doubt that we're talking about an in person meeting.
Have we approved those minutes yet?
I don't know if we have. I don't think we have.
Have we received those minutes yet?
That I'm not sure of. I think.
Then I would
may
say I don't want to be given the assignment to look in some minutes if I'm not even sure if I have them.
Yeah.
So
let's just go. I think we can go forward to say move to amend the dates listed in the previous motion from John Crenshaw.
Who's making this move?
All right, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we, since I made that motion,
mm-hmm.
why don't we have the Personnel Committee make a substitute motion?
How about if I do it?
No, because
I don't know that the Personnel Committee can make a motion. I think a person needs to make a motion. I don't know
by
Robert's Rules of Order, but...
The committee... The motion can come from the committee, and if it comes from the committee, it has a higher status in the pecking order of the meeting.
So are you saying we're not going to vote on this? I don't really care, John. I just don't want to get in trouble. Tracy, are you saying that the personnel committee, to your knowledge of Robert's rules, can the committee make a motion? And if so, are we not going to vote on it?
I'm not quite sure what we're fighting about, but let me tell you what I understand from Robert's Rules. And it's always good to note that the PNB sometimes has creative interpretations of Robert's Rules like everything else. But there is an advantage to having a motion passed by a committee rather than just kind of thrown out on the floor by an individual. It does give you a more secure place in the agenda, which is why I thought it made sense for the committee to pass this. The motion does need to be authored by a member of the committee, and then the committee needs to pass it. I don't think that we're all that anyone is objecting to it. I could be wrong. But if no one's objecting to it, then it passes very quickly with no objections, and then it is, in fact, the committee's motion. But there does need to be an author who's putting it before the committee, and that can
that's
be
fine.
Anything.
Teresa, if you want to do that, that's fine. Thank you for clarifying. That's fine, because we do already have a committee motion which has to do with the salary range. So that was a committee motion. So we can do the same thing here.
Oh, good.
And it becomes a committee motion then, Tracy. That's what you're saying. In other words, the individual makes it, but then it becomes a committee motion.
Right. We transform it by voting it into the committee's motion.
Got
because
it.
If the majority of the committee supports it, then the committee owns it.
Okay, so Teresa, if you would like to go forward with that, that would be fine then.
Okay, but if we do, if I'm going to be, I hate to say this, but if I'm going to be the author, I just need to be sure of the wording, and I start out, Teresa Allen moved that the, are we going to amend our PNB motion, or what are we going to do here? Are we going to resubmit?
Tracy, help with this, because I would say that it would be a substitute motion from the committee.
If we're changing the date, we can call it an amendment.
An amendment, okay.
If we're doing something more substantive than just substituting one date for the other, then we're probably crossing over into substitute.
Are you saying that if we say November 8th through the 11th, that is a substitute motion then? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. If we keep everything the same with the motion except put in one date rather than the other, the only part of the motion that's changing is we're swapping out October 25 through 27 for November 8th to 11th, then it's an amendment.
Okay, then I would say that would be it.
Tracy, the secretary has this motion. Is it on the agenda for our carryover meeting?
Yes.
The original one for 25-27 is. So what we would do is just tell Richard that the committee amended it and ask him to put the new language in, I think, is how we would do it.
Okay. Therese Allen moved that the Personnel Committee amends previous motion regarding PNB in-person meeting in Houston, Texas with the date. I'm not doing well, Tracy.
You're doing very well.
It was excellent, Teresa. It was fine.
It was very good.
Do we want to just say move to amend the personnel committee's previous motion?
It wasn't the personnel committee meeting a motion, because I made it as an individual.
Oh.
So you would just move to amend my motion, and then you would, and then you would move, the committee would approve it, and then if Tracy is telling us, then it would be the amended motion would, or the motion as amended would become the personnel committee motion.
Yeah. Okay. So I think what you're doing, Teresa, to put this into one sentence, is you are moving that the personnel committee amend John Crumshaw's previous motion to the PNB personnel committee recommends to the PNB that the in-person meeting be scheduled for November 8 to 11, or whatever, period. And that's what you're moving. And then we just pass that.
Can you say it one more time? T. Allen moved that the personnel committee amend John Crumshaw's previous
motion.
To say, okay.
I would say the personnel committee recommends to the full PNB that an in-person meeting go forward in Houston, Texas on the dates November 8 to 11. 2013.
Okay.
Right? I think that's all we're saying.
Teresa Allen moved that the personnel committee amend John Crumshaw's previous motion to say that the personnel committee. God, not simple.
Yeah.
Recommends. Oh, see, I'm using.
To the PNB.
That.
An in-person meeting.
That
an in-person PNB meeting.
The PNB in-person meeting be held in Houston, Texas on November 8 through 11 of 2013. Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Yes. Excellent. And then if you send that to Richard, he will work it into the agenda correctly also. So we have another layer of protection there to make sure that our intention is clear.
Okay. So are we going to ask if there is.
So if you have that, Teresa, do you have it? Do you have it written down now?
Teresa Allen moved that the personnel committee amend John Crumshaw's previous motion to say, quote, that the personnel committee recommends that to the PNB that the PNB in-person meeting be held in Houston, Texas from November 8 through 11, 2013.
Yes, as long as it's clear that that is only an amendment. In other words, we're only changing the dates.
Well,
and do you think that is clear? Teresa, Tracy, do you believe that that would be clear to Richard, that we're only changing the dates? Because everything would be identical. Okay. So that seems all right to me. Without objection, that motion would pass. Is there any objection? Okay, then, hearing none, the motion has passed. And then, Teresa, will you send that, please, to Richard?
I am sending that to Richard now.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Madam Secretary, is there anything else on the agenda at this point? Or have we finished? I think we finished. Meeting.
I'm sorry. Going back to your, I wasn't sure you were asking me a question. Next item is, this was the, next item on the agenda is item number 7, next scheduled meeting, October 14th, 2013.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. And then action items.
And that would be, for you to list, and we have the motion. understanding that we will favor having the PNB look at the salary, establish a salary range for the ED in executive session.
Can anyone else recall any other action item that we have come up with?
I think that's it. That's all I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
Can Janet, Janet or Tracy, do you recall anything else?
No.
All right. Then, using questions developed during the executive session in a 15-minute discussion, we will pass that along to Janice Lane Urich and John Crumshow to develop the list of 12 questions that will be used in the interview.
A bit of an action, yes.
For review by the committee before the interview takes place.
I'm sorry, is this an action item?
This is, I think Janet said an inaction item, so I think that's it. I don't know, Teresa.
Something we did.
Yeah, something we did. So there we go.
Are you serious? I'm serious. I'm trying to do the minutes. Did we just?
Well, I had proposed
it.
I had proposed it, and then Janet said it was an inaction item. I had proposed it as an action item.
I think it is an action item. I'm joking. I think it's something we did that was important. Should be listed.
Well, I didn't hear it, so you're going to need to repeat it again because I totally missed it. I'm hearing, what is it? What is it?
That we agreed we would discuss for a brief period, 15 minutes, in executive session, the scope and nature of the questions, and make specific recommendations, if appropriate, to John Crumshow and Janice Lane Urich, who will develop the finalist of question to be.
Okay, in 15 minutes. So you want me to put down an action item of what we're going to do in 15 minutes in executive session?
Well, you tell me, because you were the one who wanted this there. And
no, I don't want this under action item. I'm sorry, I don't want this under action item.
Where would you want it, or do we have it covered elsewhere in the minutes?
Yes, under Google Docs update, item number 4A, it says committee will discuss more questions in executive session this evening.
Okay, I think you can just put that there. That'll do it. That's very well worded, much easier than what I was suggesting.
Okay. The next item is adjourned.
Oh, no. Don't we have more to do? Gosh, we can't adjourn? All right, I guess we can. All right, let me look at my phone here. That was a joke, by the way.
And what? And then what? We get back on the video?
Okay, what
or?
We're
going
to do is we are adjourning this meeting at 6:55 p.m. California time, 9:55 p.m. Eastern time. The Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board has been adjourned. Okay, and that's
And now, do we call back on the executive session line?
What we do now is to go into the video conferencing to test it out.
Okay.
Then, after we have tested it out and looked at our system and tweaked whatever we feel we need to tweak, then we can go to the executive session.
Okay.
And give me a few minutes because I'm going to have to set up. I have to, and it's going to be very noisy. You probably won't be here able to hear anything but music.
Tracy,
Tracy, go ahead.
Tracy, do I need to call into the executive session in case I have any questions? Then you can tell me on the executive session line whether or not I'm coming in properly.
Okay, sure. That's fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, that might be a good way to go, Teresa.
we could just all call into the executive session so we have both lines of communication.
I don't want to get back to it.
Hello?
Okay.